With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Arkansas, and the Greg Squirrel Show is on the air. 323-642-1128. 323-642-1128 is the phone number on the Greg Squirrel Show. That's right, Monday is here, so everybody just needs to get on the phone line and get called in here, and let's talk about what's going on right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Got some good stuff to talk about today. Some questionable stuff to talk about. And some stuff I support. All happened over the weekend. So we're going to talk about that. Once again, 323-642-1128 is the phone lines. We got the chat room up and running today. We were finally able to get that figured out, so we got the chat room up and running, so you can go in the chat room, leave your comments, leave your questions. Feel free to call in. Also, go to my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel. You can find me on the Facebook. Gregory Squirrel is the name. And, we're just having a whole lot of fun. I want to say a big shout out to all my supporters, Bion Apparel. Thank you for being an official supporter of the Greg Squirrel. Nathan Hendrickson, attorney at law. If you're in the Muskogee, Oklahoma area and you have a little scrape with the justice, check out Nathan Hendrickson, attorney at law. He will help you out. We also want to say thank you to Native Nutrition, Daniel Flynn, and the crew at Native Nutrition for being supporters of the Greg Squirrel Show. Moxie Nutrition, Rhonda Porter, located World's Gym, Lowell, Arkansas. If you're in Lowell, Arkansas, and you want to get a delicious smoothie, some herbal tea, some aloe juice, get healthy, get motivated, go see Rhonda and the crew at Moxie Nutrition, Lowell Gym, Fayetteville, Arkansas. I also want to say that, hey, the Rainer Roth and the crew, Fayetteville Nutrition, where my road to health and nutrition got started. Right there, Fayetteville Nutrition, located off Joyce Boulevard. You can find them all on Facebook. We also got Nutrition Hog, and we also got Live Right Nutrition. I think that's what Maddie called her place. Oh, that's the year. Yes, Live Right Nutrition, 105 West Elm Street. If you're in Rogers, Arkansas, you need a smoothie, then we invite you to go by and see Maddie up there at Live Right Nutrition. And of course, if you're interested in getting healthy, getting some great nutritional products, I can help you out. Give me a call. I am now a Herbalife distributor. So if you've heard of Herbalife, wanted to give it a try, give me a call. 888-361-8725 is how you can get a hold of me. All right. We've got birthdays and shout-outs coming up later. We're putting that on Facebook right now. Get in your shout-out and birthdays sent in. All right, got that posted. All right. 323-642-1128. What do we got that? Also, don't forget, we got the chat room up and running. All right, let's go to the sheet. UFC Fight Night was Saturday night, and there were some good fights. There were some questionable fight results. Mostly in the semi-main event, saw Diego Sanchez defeat Ross Pearson. It was a split decision, 30-27, 27-30, 29-28 split decision. I didn't watch the fight live at the time, but I have since watched the replay. And Diego Sanchez, I don't think he deserved to win that fight. I mean, Ross Pearson just had too much going on. And I think Ross Pearson was handed that victory. And then he calls out Nate Diaz, which, you know, anybody that wins is going to do. But I'm sorry, Diego Sanchez. You may be calling out Nate Diaz, but I think Nate Diaz is going to hand you your lunch. Once again, that's just my opinion from what I saw Saturday night. I've seen Nate Diaz fight on multiple occasions. And it's just my honest opinion that Diego Sanchez does not stand, unless something just major happens, I just don't think Diego Sanchez stands a chance. I give Ross Pearson a better chance against Nate Diaz than I do Diego Sanchez after the performance I saw Saturday night. Main event saw Benson Henderson defeat I can't even read my own writing. Khabalov, that's his name. Rusev, I think it's Rusev Khabalov. Let me go to the sports page, make sure I'm announcing that right. I don't want to disrespect anybody. That is never my intentions. But we go back over here. And I just want to make sure I get the name right. Benson Henderson goes as Rustam Khabalov. I mean, it was a close fight, in my opinion. It was a very close fight, in my opinion. My judging, I had round one to Khabalov, round two to Benson Henderson. To be honest, maybe I don't know if I wasn't seeing everything or the little intricate stuff. I called round three a draw. And then, of course, Benson Henderson comes into fourth round, gets an uppercut on Khabalov, and then he drops him with the rear naked choke at 116 of round number four. Oh, on my Facebook. Call in right now to give your reactions to the Kovalev Henderson fight. And of course, the Sanchez Pearson fight. We're putting that right now.
Your phone.
Got people trying to call in when I'm on the air. We're putting this on Facebook right now. See if we can get some people to call in and talk about this. 323-642-1128. And, of course, the chat room is open. You hear that beeping in the background? That's my other laptop. Slowly about to go die. The battery's going dead. But I got two laptops sharing the same power source. So they kind of play wonkers with each other. All right. How about the NBA series started over the weekend? After last night, the series is tied 1-1. LeBron, if you're suffering from cramps, take some ibuprofen. That's what all the girls take. If it's good enough for them, that ought to be good enough for you. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot you're not Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan would have played through it. Undoubtedly. One of the all-time greatest basketball players ever. He didn't let cramp stop him. Come on, LeBron. LeBron didn't go for 35 points in game two. Chris Bosh made some clutch three-pointers. Does that mean, or does he look like an alien? I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Does Chris Bosh look like an alien? Hey, we did get the official word in, boys and girls. That's right. Where am I fighting it? July 12th, Adrenaline Fight League, Springfield, Missouri, Cartoons. It's taking place. So look that up on Facebook, Adrenaline Fight League, and get some more information about tickets back at Cartoons. All right. Once again, 323-642-1128. Now, let's get back to the NBA playoffs. I really don't care about either of these teams. It is what it is. I'm a Mavericks fan. I'm an Oklahoma City Thunder fan. Somebody needs to teach George Popovich how to smile. Or is it Greg? Is it Greg? George? Something. Somebody just needs to teach the boy how to smile. That's all I know. All right. What else we got going on the list? California Chrome failed. For all you horse racing junkies out there, California Chrome failed in his attempt to win the Triple Crown. To his defense, he did have a little nasty gash on the foot. Looks like, I watched the replay, and it looked like it, when he came out of the gate, he got tangled, might have stepped on one of the other horse's feet, could have cut himself on the shoe or something. But it was a pretty significant cut. But What really struck me was Steve Coburn, the owner of California Chrome. By the way, congratulations to Tonalist, your winner of the Belmont Stakes. Once again, preventing the Triple Crown for at least another year. 1978 was the last time a firm was the last time we had a Triple Crown winner. But Steve Coburn, he since apologized, but I don't think he needs to apologize. I agree. I agree with Steve Coburn. They need to revamp the rules of the Triple Crown. There were horses, Tonalist being one of them, that I was reading a text message. I apologize. I need to put that away when I'm on the air. I know. 323-642-1128. Back to what I was talking about. I agree with Steve Colbert. I think the horses that run the Preakness should have to run at least two of the three. That's just my honest opinion, that they should revamp the rules and that the horses that run should have to run two of the three. I'm not talking dwindling fields or anything like that, because I think they kind of do that to a point. But this crap of horses coming in for one race, that's not fair to these horses that are running for the Triple Crown. And I just think that they need to revamp the rules that if you're running the Triple Crown, you should run at least two of the three. Because if you're going for the Triple Crown, you're going to run all three. Just like California Chrome did. He won the first two, but then he went to a bigger track, mile and a half, against fresher horses, and he faltered, tied for fourth, I believe is how he ended up. But it was a good run. Had a lot of people talking. So, you know, now we just finish out this year's racing season. We need to get with Oaklawn and see if we can have a contest and give away a day at the races down at Oaklawn, Hot Springs, Arkansas. Some great jockeys have come out of Hot Springs. Most memorable is Pat Dye. Legendary Pat Dye. True legend in the race, horse racing state of art, especially at Oaklawn. We're going to post these questions on Facebook here in just a second, so if there is some dead silence, I apologize for that. 323-642-1128 is the phone line. What else are we going to talk about? Oh, yeah. Dale Earnhardt Jr., for all the boys that like your fast cars that go round, 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 and sometimes left and right. NASCAR Sprint Cup. Dale Jr. won his second race at Pocono over the weekend, giving him win number two on the season. Glad to see Junebug getting it back together. I'm kind of sad to see his crew chief leaving after this season, Steve Letarte. going to become an analysis. Please, are you really getting anything out of that? An analysis? Unless you're older, Daryl Walker, I don't find being an analysis very fun. You want to be in the stuff. Ah. Oh, gee, yeehaw. Kourtney Kardashian's pregnant again. Big wee. Woo! All right. We're going to put on a little bit of music. We're going to post some questions to Facebook. Hopefully get some people talking in. We'll be right back here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Hold tight. Facebook questions. We did. We posted our Facebook questions. Let me go back and find them. Where'd it go? That's a big freaking frog. Oh my God. 7-pound bullfrog caught in Sulphur, Louisiana. Wow. I'd eat them frog legs for weeks. All right. Like I say, we posted our subjects for today on our my Facebook page. Benson Henderson, Defeat Rosaka Live. Diego, Barely Beats, Ross Parson, Call Out Nate Diaz. LeBron goes for 35, Game 2, NBA Championship, California. Chrome fails and attempts for Triple Crown. Dale Jr. went at Pocono. That's all we're talking about today. Well, if there's something you want to talk about, we can do that too. 323-642-1128. More people texting me while I'm on the air. That's all right. I don't mind it too bad. Let's go over here. See what we got. The Drill and Fight League. Brawl It Cartoons 2. Matter of fact, we'll put that. All right, we put that on Facebook too. If you're a fighter wanting to fight in the month of July, need to check out the boys up at the Drill and Fight League. July 12th cartoon is the flea. All right. 323-642-1128. The phone lines are open. All right. Let's go back over some of our subjects now. Benson Henderson, like I say, defeated. It was how you wanted to see a fight. It was scheduled for 5. It went 4. And, I mean, like I say, I had the fight. I had it a split decision until Benson Henderson got the uppercut with the rear naked choke, 113 of the second round, 116 of the second, the fourth round, I'm sorry, 116 of the fourth round. Benson Henderson got the uppercut, which led to the rear naked choke. Diego Sanchez, Ross Pearson. I mean, even the TV announcers were talking, there is no way Sanchez won that fight. And I agree. I agree, there is no way on God's green earth that Sanchez won that fight. Like I say, I didn't watch the fight live. But I did watch the replay, and I just was not impressed with Diego Sanchez. And then he has the nerve. You get a questionable decision, and then you call out Nate Diaz, UFC champion. I'm sorry, I just think that's a joke. You're handed a victory like that, and then you go calling out the champ. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm wrong. But you're acting like you went in and did something big. When that fight was basically handed to you. I'm just sorry. I just don't see it. 323-642-1128. If you want to call in and talk about it, we would love to have you. I just didn't see it. Like I said earlier, LeBron, after suffering from cramps in game one, as I say, take some ibuprofen and deal with it. That's what my ex-girlfriend used to always take when she had cramps, but I think we're talking different cramps, I don't know. Somebody better check LeBron's mangina. Well, he showed his mangina when he went off 35 points in game two. Like I said, had a little help from the supporting cast, Chris Bosh, Pez Head. Made some key three-pointers. Once again, does Bosh look like an alien or a walking Pez dispenser? Or is it just me? He's got that great big body. He got that great big head. Itty bitty body. Don't know. It's just me. This is the phone line. I'm looking at the board, seeing if any of my MMA buddies are up there. My MMA buddies don't hang out on the board a lot during the day. I wish they would. Give them a call in. Give us their viewpoints and opinion, because I do respect them. 323-642-1128. I still think Steve Colburn is right. I don't think he should be having to apologize. I think Steve Colburn is right that they do need to revamp the Triple Crown. As you know, the Belmont Stakes were held Saturday afternoon. And I just think Steve Colburn's right. You know, let's give it an even playing field. Because you got horses like California Crobe that's ran the first two races. He comes back to run the fourth race, or the third race. Tonalist got the victory. But he was a fresher horse. I'm looking right now. Trying to find out if Tonalist ran the first two races. I don't think he did, and I think that's Tonalist, a three-year-old colt. Okay, here we go. No, he had not. Before the Belmont, his last race was May 10th. Okay. So you're looking at Tonalist. Let's look up California Chrome. I think I found it. All right, California Chrome. Now, what the heck was that on his... Is that a cow? on his silks of his rider? Okay. So, yeah, California Chrome, he ran his first, you know, the Kentucky Derby was May 3rd. The Preakness was May 17th. And then you had the Belmont. So, I mean, does Steve Coburn have a beef? I think he does. And once again, I just think all the horses, I think the horses should have to run at least two out of three, especially when you got horses in contention of running the Triple Crown. No fresh horses. No fresh horses. You know, 3-2-3, 6-4-2, 1-1-2-8. I need to learn how to spell today right. I just think he has a legitimate, you know, I mean, because once again, like I say, you go back and you look at Tonalist. There we go. And like I say, you know, I go back and I look at this. You know, he didn't run the Preakness. And he didn't run the Kentucky Derby. He ran the Peter Pan. What the hell is the Peter Pan? So, anyway, there, you know, there's people making comments about it. Let's just go down. I'm looking at this right now. Got about 20 minutes left on the show. And this one person agrees. No new shooters at Singleton. If you skip the Derby and want to run into others, you must run them both. I mean, you know, I No, I agree. I think if it was a rematch between the two horses, one-on-one, mano-a-mano, or horsey against horsey, whatever you want to call it, I think Chrome takes him. So anyway, I did not look at the California Chrome going to take a little break. Not scheduled to run again until August when they have him in the Pacific Classic. So we'll just have to see what happens. Is he eligible to come back for next year? That would be interesting to see. I'm trying to Google this to see if I get an answer to this. All right. I Googled the question, can California Chrome run next year? Let's see. Bottom line is California Chrome may have run 1.5 miles with 3 good feet. We'll never know if he had it all four. Breeders' Classic. I love that picture of that horse. I'm looking at this story. So it does sound like they plan on bringing him back as a 4-year-old. So it'll just be interesting to see what happens. 323-642-1128. Got about 15 minutes left in today's show. So there you go. We be having fun. Arkansas Razorbacks, we're about 80-something days away from a football, boys and girls. Not that far at all. Let's see here. I'm going to Google that. How many days till Arkansas Razorbacks football? Not B9, begins. August? No. I'm trying to find out how many days till some Razorback football. Doesn't say, but they do start out with Auburn. How ugly is that? Starting out with Auburn, he has a good team coming back. First game of the season. And I want to blame that on LSU. But then everything pretty much gets blamed on LSU. So we're going to blame this on LSU also. LSU threw a big stinking fuss . Got Arkansas. They're not playing. As long as I can remember now, it's been Arkansas LSU. Ever since Arkansas joined the SEC, it's been Arkansas and LSU. Hello, did we lose something here? Oh, okay, there we go. I thought we got knocked off the air for a minute. My clock went dead. But for all these years, it's been Arkansas, LSU. Ever since Arkansas joined the SEC, LSU, Arkansas, Thanksgiving. Well, now apparently LSU doesn't think Arkansas is drawing the mustard anymore. So now they got Arkansas, Missouri. And what's sad is it's already been picked up by CBS, I believe. They didn't even look. I don't think they even looked at LSU, Texas A&M. Because that's who LSU has now. They got Texas A&M. I'm looking at the schedule right now. Yeah, here it is. Friday, November 28th, Arkansas at Missouri, CBS. So there you go. We got Auburn, Nickel State on the SEC network. Then we got Texas Tech. That's either going to be ABC, ESPN, or ESPN Deuce. Then you got Northern Illinois. Then you got A&M in the Southwest Classic. That'll probably be at Jerry World. October 11th, you got Bama at Fayetteville. 18th, Georgia and The Rock. And that's the only Little Rock game this year. So they kind of moved it up in the middle of the schedule. I like that. Then you got UAB, the Blazers. Mississippi State at Starksville. LSU here in Fayetteville. Ole Miss in Fayetteville. Then, of course, Missouri at Columbia. I might have to make a road trip that weekend. 323-642-1128. That's going to be our blog talk question for the last 10 minutes of the show. Prediction. Three, two, three, six, four, two, one, one, two, eight. Predictions on the 2014 Razorback football season. Let's run down our list. Liz Sigurd Carrero, Diana Bliss, Christy Gilbert, Carla Hatt, Cindy Popa, Cliff Moore, Amy Misner, Tanya Higginbotham, Gabe Dark, Gabriel Owens, Greg Owens, Eric, Steve, and Sean Bells, Lachelle Rianne, and Delinda Richardson. Uh-oh. It's birthday time, boys and girls. Let's go down the list. Aaron Cobb, fight, what did I call it? Fight coordinator for XFI. Adam Kaltenbach with cartoons. It's his birthday. Kelsey Smith celebrates her 26th birthday. Gio Rubio, 23rd birthday. Stephanie Mitchum, it's her birthday. Then we got Andy Hall. Got his birthday. So, oh, by the way, happy birthday to Betty White. We're not going to tell exactly how old she is, but we do know it's north of 90. So there you go. She's on our celebrity birthday list. All right. Uh-oh, we got a phone call calling in. Welcome to the Greg Squirrel Show. Who is on the line today?
Hey, Greg, it's Chuck Plantin. How are you?
Hey, Chuck, what's going on, my man?
Not much. When you're asking about how the Hogs are going to do this year, are you talking about the Razorback with Coach Anderson, or are you talking about the football team?
Football team.
Okay. I think they'll do pretty decent. I mean, I was out there talking to Coach the other day. Just happened to be over there talking to him and Coach Anderson. I think both teams will do pretty well this year. I mean, Alabama got a great recruiting team coming in on them. So, of course, they're always going to be strong, and Florida's right behind them. But I think we'll probably finish third or fourth.
I agree with that. I mean, I think as far as football, you know, Coach B, he's starting to get his guys in here. I mean, he's already got some horses in here. He's bringing in some more horses, and I think we're going to get done. I mean, when I saw the schedule and I saw Auburn right off the bat, I am like,
I know, geez,
what are
I didn't even forget. I forgot about
thinking?
Auburn completely. You know what I mean?
I mean, I'm like, really? And then of course, and then CBS already announced that they're foregoing LSU and A&M, and they're picking up the Arkansas-Missouri game for Thanksgiving or Friday after Thanksgiving. I think that's kind of a kick in the teeth, too, because, you know, LSU, their thought process behind that was that Arkansas just isn't the draw that it used to be. So they went to the SEC and they said we want A&M for our last game of the season. And so now they get their wish. So now Arkansas gets Missouri, and we still get picked up by CBS. I'm just wondering.
Well,
the
one thing is, as far as marketing is concerned, the Razorbacks, you and I know, they have such a tremendous fan base. So if I was marketing and advertising, I definitely would want to be CBS and get Razorback ball games over maybe LSU.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I've heard so many bowl officials say that's when Arkansas eligible, they go after Arkansas because they know Arkansas brings the fans.
Or just to give you a heads up, talking about Razorback fans, I mean, brother, it's amazing when you're watching ball game in Virginia as far as Razorback,
really?
The baseball team, when you're watching the baseball team play in Virginia and they show the scan of it and you see half of the field, half the stadium's Razorback fans in Virginia.
Oh, well, you know, and I'm a perfect example of that because I'm a diehard Hog fan. And, you know, I've had the opportunity to live in different parts of the country. I've lived in West Virginia. I've lived in Tupelo, Mississippi, San Diego, California. And of course here in North, and everywhere I've gone on game days, I would have on a Razorback tie.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, and that's just how it is, and that's why when the Hogs are available for bowl games, everybody's looking at Arkansas because they know Arkansas is going to bring the fans. As far as you mentioned Coach Anderson in basketball, I think we're going to have a good season because we don't have any more Pelfrey's leftovers now. It's going to be totally Mike's. It's going to be totally Mike's guys, and I just think it's going to be a different breed of hog come basketball season.
Yeah. And I definitely think this year we will be in the dance. We'll be doing the March Madness, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Now, of course, there'll probably be a bunch of pool breakers and things like that that'll mess up your pools and stuff like that, but I think the Razorbacks are. I think they should have been in it last year. You got to see how deep Kentucky went. You got to remember, we beat them twice last year.
Exactly.
in our home and their home.
And
yeah,
how long has it been since we beat Kentucky in their place?
Yeah, let alone ours. You know, we do that every once in a while, but we did it in their house.
So, yeah, so
really amazing. I think it's a great year for Razorback sports. I just wanted to say, brother, I appreciate you, and I'll be calling and listening to you all the time.
Hey, Chuck, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate it.
All right.
That's Chuck right there calling in right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. We appreciate it, Chuck. Hey, man, like I say, Razorback sports is coming back. Yeah, you know, the football has been down the last couple of seasons, but we got Coach B. I mean, anybody that can go beat Nebraska on a consistent basis when he was at Wisconsin, that speaks volumes. But you bring him down here, I think his system will work in the SEC. Now, there's going to be some Hog fans that may be a little disappointed because they're not used to 500 passes that got used to 500 passes a game. Well, we're not doing that now. It's back to more of the old ground and pound. But I think we're going to win. I'm going to go out. I'm going to say we go 9-3 on the season. I think we got 12 games. 9-3. On the regular season. And then, like I say, as far as basketball, all the leftovers are gone now. It's Mike Anderson's team. It's his guys that he wants here. And so, like I say, I just think baseball, you know, hey, Dave Van Horn, he's still getting it done. Luckily, the baseball draft was over the weekend, and we didn't lose a lot. I think we only lost like 3 or 4 players. So anyway, we're going to get out of here. We will be back Wednesday, same bat time, same bat channel. We will see you Wednesday.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com.
Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.